You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Now that the automotive industry's bailout has apparently fallen through, at least through Congress, what's your solution for the auto industry? Do you think it needs a czar? What would you do if you were in a position to turn things around? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Among those waking up this morning to the bad news in Detroit is GM worker Will Markham. Good morning, Will, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
So what's your thoughts? What's your reaction to what happened in the Senate last night?
Well, it's a sad day in the auto industry this morning. There's no doubt about that. Everybody's been on pins and needles for quite a few weeks here. Mainly, you know, there's a whole range of emotions. You know, there's anger, mainly because of the propaganda that's been put out about the auto workers and supposedly how many, you know, $70 an hour we make, which I assure you, you know, we do not, and how competitive we have become with the implants, you know, the transplants, the Toyotas, the Nissans in the country. Matter of fact, it's been reported that if we were competitive with the Toyota plant in Kentucky, we would all get a $3 pay raise. So, you know, those kind of facts aren't being brought out, and we feel like a victim, of course.
Will, what do you think? But what do you think happened? What went wrong?
Honestly, special interest. Same thing that Washington's great about. Look at the senators that are speaking out in the southern states. Their states are full of transplants, and this is no longer about what the economy is about. This is about my auto industry versus your auto industry. And self-interest.
Let's go back to that point that you were making about the hourly wages. There certainly was some discussion and debate and disagreement about what concessions the UAW should be making and that workers in the UAW should be making on par to what those workers are making in foreign automotive companies.
We are on par. That, I guess it's the same thing they said to our CEOs a couple weeks ago when they first started in Congress, that they should have came to us with a plan. I think the congressmen and the senators, especially the senators, should have came and looked at what the UAW have already given over the last, you know, two contracts, 6 years, 7 years. And then what they're speaking of are situations we had back in the early 80s, mid-80s. We don't do that. We don't have janitors that make – we don't even have janitors anymore. That's a third party. You know, I've heard that said. You got janitors making $30 an hour sweeping the floor. That's not a true statement. We've gotten out of a lot of business. We've done a lot of things to help the company be competitive. We pay for a lot of our health care. We've taken those concessions. Matter of fact, we've taken concessions to help offset the money for our retirees' pensions and health care.
Well,
we've
made
those steps.
Let's talk, and I think, you know, I certainly am not in a position to argue that it is a very sad day in Pontiac, Michigan for you, Will Markham. But
right.
When you say special interests took this down and point to the senators in the South who are representing workers at Nissan and Toyota, I mean, from those workers' perspective, that's our car industry, too. I mean, they're not people in Japan. I mean, they are Americans working at auto company jobs in different states.
I got no problem with that at all. Matter of fact, I got a lot of family in Illinois who work for Mitsubishi. But here in this country, we don't even support that. You go into my family in Illinois, Bloomington, with Mitsubishi, and you'll see Toyotas and things, and I look at them and go, why wouldn't you buy the Mitsubishi that's made here in your town? We don't do a good job of supporting our industry in this country, even with them. You'll see even where these transplants are at. They seem to buy every other vehicle but what's being built in that community. So I have no problem with that. Matter of fact, I thought it was a good thing. You can tell by my accent. I got a lot of family down south. But we don't cut the throats of one group for the other group can survive when it's going to affect the whole country.
Will, what do you want to see happen now?
You know, I'm still working. I've got 24 years. I can take a little pay cut. I can do this. But what most people don't understand is if we go bankrupt, this is going to affect the people who have already retired. They're going to be the ones who are affected who are on fixed incomes, and those are the ones I'm more concerned at. I'm still young enough that I guess I can move again. You know, I mean, I talked to John last time. He knows I'm a GM gypsy. I'm pretty versatile about chasing work, so I'll survive. I guess what, you know, and I guess that's why I'm union, because I have compassion for my brothers and sisters. I'm more concerned about the retirees and the people who worked for the big three, who helped them make the money for they could go overseas, for they could invest in other markets, and now they're, you know, the country's going to turn their back on them. Those are the ones, so I really don't know, and right now we're just all kind of hanging on by the seat of our pants.
Well, you know, we were asking economists, Will, you know, half seriously about a month ago, 2 months ago, if they thought one, two, or three of the auto industries, auto companies were going to go down in this crisis. And one bureau chief for the New York Times there in Detroit said, no, we're not going to lose two. But now it feels very much like we could lose three. What's your best guess, Will?
We could lose three. But the one thing I heard this morning that I think is being lost here is that there's going to be some kind of bailout money somewhere. It may not be to the big three, but if one of us do go bankrupt, they're going to have to subsidize the suppliers. The government's going to have to come in and help the suppliers to keep going for your Toyotas, your implants, what you were talking about, which I do not begrudge anybody a job. They're going to have to subsidize them to keep them going, because once GM, which I work for, once they quit paying their bills, they're going to be hurting. Not to mention that when you go into bankruptcy, you have to have someone who will buy part of your debt. In this current credit crunch, how is GM, a normal bankruptcy with the economy we have right now, does not work, because who's GM going to get to come in and buy this debt?
There are so many big questions, Will, and you're certainly describing a domino, and of course we're going to have to continue to watch, and we wish you the best, and we thank you again for joining us.
Well, I appreciate you guys listening. I really do. I'm just happy that there's somebody out there who really wants to know the whole story.
Well,
I appreciate that.
Well, I think you should look for a job at Standard & Poor's as an economic analyst.
Will Markham, a GM worker, coming to us from Pontiac, Michigan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we turn to Femi Oke, who's got a few headlines for us.
Thank you very much. The time is just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.